Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1371. In the writing is shir number 523. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are trying to finish off the halachas of in reference to washing one's hands, Negel Vasser, and the various different actions which one might do whereby they actually have to wash their hands, whether it's one time or three times. And Bezrat Hashem, I hope after that to start the halachas of Kadima Bebrachas. Now, it's something that we already did once. I've spoken about in the past, Kadima Bebrachas. We did spend quite a bit of time on it, but it was a little bit of a while ago, roughly about a year ago, and I think it's very important that we do a review. It's something that comes up all the time, every day, and there's still some questions that people had, I myself also. So Bezras Hashem will try and review that upcoming Shiurim after the series, which, like I said, we'll be finishing very shortly in reference to washing one's hands. Now, in today's shiur, I want to talk about an impure spirit descends on the hands on one who enters a room used exclusively for bathing, right? In other words, what we call, in the olden days, they used to have what they call, quote-unquote, a bathhouse, right? So one who enters a room, name of it. Today, things are a little bit different as far as the way they're made and so on, but the general rule that the Shulchan Aruch talks about is a regular bathhouse they used to have. One who enters a room that has a shower or a bath that also functions for activities other than the bathing, for example, sometimes you have a sink, sometimes you have a place to do, women have a place to do makeup, other different activities that I've, sometimes there's actually a washing machine in these type of places. So, but be it as it may, you have these things and whatever, but the bottom line is somebody, the person washes their hands, they wash their face, they do other actions in the modern day bathrooms, if you want to call it. So then, in general, one is not obligated to wash their hands unless they actually, unless one actually relieves themselves, they use the bathroom, or they actually take a shower, or they actually take a bath, right? Then we'll talk about then you do have to wash your hands. But just entering, if one just enters these modern day bathrooms that we have today, that are used for other things and not just exclusively for bathing or showering or whatever the case might be, and they're not going in actually to bathe or to shower, then the hands, they would not have to wash hands. But the question is like this: if one enters, for example, sometimes they have a bathhouse or a shower room that actually, but they enter, let's say, to actually, like we said, take the bath, take the shower, all these type of things, and one must wash their hands, even if the room consists of the sink used for other things. That's the point, though. Even though you're doing different actions in the room, you have the sink and other things that are being done. Once you go, you do the actual items which are supposed to be done, like one relieves themselves using the bath, using the shower, then even though you have other items in there, you might have a washing machine sometimes or whatever, person does their makeup, so then you still would have to wash your hands. Now, just going in there, just walking in there, for example, if one walks in, let's say the light's on, right? They want to just go in to turn off the light, right? So they'll walk in, turn off the light, or they want to take out, we spoke about last time, they want to take out a tissue or something like that. So then that would not, especially nowadays, our bathrooms, the modern day bathrooms today, where you have a sink and you have other items also, so then that would not cause one to have to wash their hands. There are those who are machmir to say to wash three times, but in general, there's definitely what to be makel on. As far as one, if one just walks into the bathroom and not actually does the items which a bathroom, like I said, a shower, bath, and these type of things. Now, we want to keep in mind, somebody goes swimming, for example, right? A person goes swimming. When they're done, they must wash their hands. You take a bath, you take a shower, all these things, you have to wash your hands. When you're done, no matter what's in the room, that has nothing to do with it. The same thing would apply. One goes to use the mikveh, right? Somebody goes to use the mikveh. When they come out, then they have to wash their hands also. That's another important thing to keep in mind. Person goes to the mikveh, you come out, you have to wash your hands. It's preferable to wash three times. There are those who want to say possibly once, but it is definitely preferable in all these instances to wash three times. Like we said, with the shower, bath, whatever it is, swimming, mikveh, these type of things, it is preferable to wash the hands three times. Okay, these halachas we're taking from, they're brought down, the laws of daily living, page 33 and 32, brought down by Reb Simcha Ben Amkon Shlita. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and Baruch HaKol Tov.